Like, how different is it facing Seattle with Earl Thomas than what happened?
Well, Earl Thomas is obviously a consensus all-pro player. This is an excellent defense, clearly one of the best defenses that we've competed against of late, and having Earl back obviously is a big part of their success over the years. So, I mean, preseason looks good. Looks like he's back to, you know, playing with tremendous range and tenacity.
What do you guys like about Quentin Dial?
Quentin Dial's an excellent addition to our football team. As an interior lineman, I had the opportunity to visit with him, and I was thrilled to get him signed, and he'll start tomorrow.
Can he bring a big presence to your rushing defense, Mike? His style of play, his size and length and stuff.
Definitely, I think his measurables are obviously the first thing that jump out at you when you meet him and have the opportunity to compete against him. So, he definitely helps us in that area. So we'll move him around, whether it's the one, the nose, the three. Maybe even looking at, some of our four-eye technique stuff.
What's it like for you when you compete against a former player like Eddie for the first time when he joins the new team?
Eddie Lacy's been an excellent player for us in the past. So you just try to, stay focused on the things that you think are his strength and what he brings to that offense. So, and that's really where we're focused at. We've had time to, on a personal note, communicate in the offseason, but it's about winning, and Eddie brings another excellent player to their football team. We're obviously got a lot of depth at the running back position, so we're just more focused on the football parts of it right now.
Mike, I think you have 9 new faces on defense. What do you think you've done to your defense over the course of this offseason and training camp?
Well, we're definitely improving. I think if you look at the people we've been able to add, is particularly in the front, it really benefit us, the younger players also. The secondary, I think it's obvious, keeping the 5 safety types, the ability for a number of guys playing multiple positions. So, we wanted to be more flexible with our guys, and we've accomplished that, and I think we'll clearly play with more team speed on defense.
Mike, how much are you expecting Bulaga to be able to do today?
Hoping Brian, he'll go through the early parts of practice, and then we'll take a look at it.
How much of a challenge is it to bring in players after those final cuts and try to get those guys ready to play on short notice within the playbook?
Well, I mean, everybody does it, so it's part of our business, and you just Winston Moss has been spending a lot of time with those new guys, one on one, so they have experience, and we'll get them ready to go for Sunday. So it's all about improving your football team, and we feel like we've accomplished that with these player, these personnel acquisitions that we've made of late.
Mike, I asked you the other day about how adding veterans from other teams affects culture and what kind of ideas. What has it been like just for you, given how many years you haven't had this happen, to have this many guys come in? What are the conversations like with Ted and the personnel department? Is there any surprise when you're adding this many guys for you?
Well, I think you have to realize, any time you acquire a player, whether it's through the draft, free agency, regardless of the time of year, it's a process. It's a process that's always going on. Now, the fact that you're making transactions compared to prior years is obviously a little different, but it's all part of the business. So, I think our personnel guys have done a great job staying after it, and at the end of the day, you're just trying to get better.
In the last 5 years, Seattle beat you 3 times in a row. You've won the last 2 meetings. Is it as simple as home field, the first 3 at Seattle last 2 years?
I think it's obvious that every game's different. Every year is different. I mean, this is an opener. I don't really you look at the last games more in a from my perspective, more in a situational focus, just to make sure the players, if a player is going to be keep competing against the same player on the other side, so you're looking at matchup, situation, offense, defense, special teams. But I think it's clearly in today's NFL, when your team changes 22% of your roster each and every year on opening day, I think that really tells a story.
Back to the personnel moves, Mike. What brought all this on?
Getting better, Bill. Just like I said 3 times, we've gotten better. It's about improving.
Was there a conversation back in January or whatever that, you know, you need to do more? You need to add more established pieces? Was there anything along those lines?
I'm doing a bad job communicating here. The focus is always try to get better. Okay, and we feel like we've gotten better with the transactions we made.
Okay, you guys, you just haven't done it. I mean, there's been a guy here and a guy there over the years, but I mean,
I agree. Our self-scout and personnel acquisition is this would be a little different than it's gone in the past, but the focus is the same. It's always about trying to improve your team. So,
Mike, does Russell Wilson look the same to you, or is there anything about him? I know he lost a bunch of weight.
No, he looks really good. I think you have to look at the preseason video, and you have to notice what they've done on offense. They're obviously playing a lot faster. Huddling 2 yards from the ball and trying to get as many plays as possible. So, the up tempo and they're extremely productive in the preseason. So, yeah, but no, he looks good. I know he's banged up a little bit last year.
Mike, how do you address? I mean, you guys know the reality of that. Yes, it's game one. Yes, it's a long season. But at the end of the season, this game could be very, very important. You've been through this before, where you play a very good team right out of the gate. How do you approach that? Do you talk about it? Do you hear that talk? Do you shut it down this week?
Really, personally, when you spend as much time as you do on your opener, there's a point in every week of your preparation that you really just turn the dial and focus on yourselves. That dial will be turned a lot quicker this week because we've spent a lot of time on the Seattle Seahawks. They've obviously made some personnel additions to their roster, so. We had a chance to really get through that on Monday with our players. Today was kind of a repeat of Monday, and we added the red zone and so forth. So, really, when we come off the practice field tomorrow, we'll just be totally focused on ourselves and performing at the level that we need to win the game Sunday.
Hey, Mike, what do you like about the work Aaron's done this offseason, and where is he at going into this year?
Well, I mean, Aaron's in great shape. The adjustments we've made on offense are – you can see they're coming, coming into shape now, and the things, particularly in the passing game and the off season, and things we've practiced in training camp. So, I mean, he's ready to go. He's chomping at the bit.
Two more, please. Mike, when it comes to special teams, is that an area that generally takes a few weeks to smooth out with all the guys coming in and changing to different roles from year to year because there's a lot of turnover there?
Definitely. I mean, it's we've had a lot of change from the way we've repped a number of guys in the preseason, and we've been adjusting accordingly. So that's a moving target in special team personnel. That's why you have to train obviously more than 11 guys and treat those guys as core players. So, but I feel good the way we have them lined up this week and the amount of work that these guys have done to get ready for the Seahawks.
There's been after all these years, when you get in your vehicle to drive here on Sunday for the season opener, what does that feel like?
Oh, it's going to feel great. I'll have a great night's sleep, hopefully, and I'll be ready to go. No, there's nothing like opening day. I mean, heck, I guess we're having a concert on Saturday, too, so you have to change it up. But, the stadium looks great. The fans will be excited. We'll be ready to play. I can promise you that. I think, like all teams in the league, you spend a lot of time getting ready for the first game. So I really won't be concerned about the preparation because I feel really good about what we've done to this point. And, I mean, obviously we got 3 more practices, I'll enjoy it. Trust me, I don't take anything for granted. The drive into Lambeau each and every game is special.
With the talk of fast starts, are there signs that you see from your offense that point to them being able to get a really fast start this regular season?
Well, you look for rhythm, you look for flow, you look for things clicking. It's you always have wrinkles and things you maybe put on a back burner for the preseason, maybe you don't. So when those things are hitting in practice and, it just gives you a little more confidence. But flow, energy flow, obviously execution, efficiency, there's a lot of things that you carry over in the drill work to your team periods that you may not, spend a whole lot of time getting repped because you have the investment in training camp and things like that. So we're making progress. Practice Monday was pretty good. It was good for the first practice coming out of the training camp. That's a tough day. I mean, you go down there and looks like no one's on the field because, you know, so many people are gone and guys are, you know, it's just, it's a whole different deal. So we actually spent some time as a team, and the team meeting today went back through Monday's practice just to make sure that everybody's clear on their responsibilities moving forward.